Friday in the Nick of Time, and that moment when we invite one of our Culturephile guests to tell us about some of their favourite things in listening, watching, reading, tasting and smelling. And this time, it's the turn of maker and former musician Jennifer Alford to share with us her Culturephile likes.
I'm Jennifer Alford. I'm a ceramic artist, originally from Temple Oak in Dublin, but currently living in Edinburgh. So a book I'm actually still reading, but it's a very big book. It's called Ninth Street Women by Mary Gabrielle. And I saw an exhibition of a painter called Joan Mitchell back in 2010. And I was just affected by her style and her mark making. And she has become a very big influence in my work. This particular book is about five women painters who came up through the abstract expressionist movement in the early 20th century, alongside people like Jackson Pollock and William de Kooning. But it's been eye-opening to hear about their personal lives and struggles and the sacrifices they had to make for their art. I bought this book online, actually, but obviously I'm a big fan of libraries. You definitely would get it in your local library, and Ireland's libraries are amazing, so check it out there. But I actually bought it from Kenny's bookshop in Galway, I think they're based. So I've been watching a series called Starstruck, which is written and starring a comedian called Rose Matafeo. And it's about a struggling 20-something living in London, which isn't like the most radical of storylines. And we've seen an awful lot of that recently. But Rose is an incredibly charismatic performer, and the show just has this warm heart. And there's a scene in the second episode where she dances along the canal with her headphones on to the tune Return of the Mac. It's really hard to articulate, but it's just utterly joyous to watch. And if you're feeling a little bit low or you're wanting to escape, this is the perfect antidote. I watched it on BBC iPlayer, if that's available, but I feel like it should be available. RTE should certainly have it, or they should certainly get it. The film I have seen recently is a film called Black Bear. It's with an actress that I remember from Parks and Recreation, Aubrey Plaza. It's quite a strange film. It's definitely sort of an indie style, and it's set at a lake venue, and it's about a making of a film, and it involves actors and actresses and directors and lots of odd personalities. But what is very unusual about it, halfway through the film, it switches and some of the characters change. It's just a method I've not seen before, but all of the characters are very watchable. And I mean, it's one of those kind of indie films. If that's your cup of tea, it sort of ticks all the boxes. I first heard player called Liam Byrne. He's a viola da gamba player on a podcast called String Theories. He introduced me to early music, which is actually not a style that I'm particularly familiar with or I would be listening to generally. But he also plays contemporary music and works with contemporary composers and musicians. And the viola da gamba brings a quality and timbre that you just don't get with modern instruments. One work he was involved in was a piece called Tessellatum, which also features a viola player called Nadia Sirota. Now, it's a multi-layered series of pieces that are incredibly haunting and affecting, and you can kind of lose yourself listening to them. And it's a very small world, because it turns out it was composed by a fellow Temple Ogre called Donica Dennehy, who I actually knew back in the day. And I've just bought the LP. I love listening to records. There's certainly something different about having listening them through the internet and on my dodgy internet connection, or through Spotify, having the ads constantly interrupting. So I'm really, really excited about opening that up and listening to it on an actual record player. For a change of pace, though, I will put on an Irish band called Girl Band. They are one of the most electric bands to see live, and they're up there in the top gigs I've ever seen. The lyrics, the rhythms are hypnotic, and they blow my mind. I have them on in the background frequently when I'm painting or making marks on my ceramics, which kind of it sort of generates energy as well. And the music can be a bit out there, and sometimes it might cause alarm to the person in the next room, but it, for me, it just gives me such energy.
I'm on the beach, oh yeah, to rest my feet, oh yeah, the boat's grin, oh yeah, who never sin, oh yeah, they fire the Russians, oh yeah, and that discussion, oh yeah, with the KGB, oh yeah.
So I just spent a week at an artist's residential at Hospital Field in Arbroath, which is on the east coast of Scotland. This building has been around since the 1200s, when it was a Benedictine monastery, and it's been hosting artists since the 1800s. And the food that week was just exceptional. It was all locally sourced and bursting with flavour. But on the last night, she made us a lemon and blackcurrant cake that just blew my mind. I'm not a massive fan of desserts, but this was exceptional. So I asked the chef where she'd got the recipe, and she told me. And it turned out it was a Jotam Ottolenghi cake, which I found surprising because I always think of him savoury foods. So I actually bought the book, Sweet, and I'm going to make it for my husband's birthday, which is, again, might not work out that great, but fingers crossed, because I really want to taste it again. And so slightly selfishly making it for his birthday. Smelling. So I love the sea, and so does my dog. But he's a bit braver than me and happy to jump into North Sea for a swim in all kinds of weather. Might not be everybody's cup of tea, but I personally love to bury my face in his fur after the day at the beach and have a good sniff. Yeah, that's my favourite smell.
The likes of Jennifer Alford there. And Jennifer is one of our guests this week on the Culture File Weekly, where we'll also have the latest from Jennifer Walsh, the story of a rock and rolling nurse, and soprano Elizabeth Hilliard on the special vocal demands of working with contemporary composers such as Jennifer Walsh. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday tea time here on RTE Lyric FM.